What's up, guys? Welcome back to the Lightweights Podcast. Today's guest has over 250 million views on his massive podcast YouTube channel, Zane and Heath Unfiltered. 648 million views on his YouTube channel he abandoned 3 years ago.
Hold on.
Social media superstar, Zane Hijazi. Come back to YouTube, man.
What was the first thing you said?
You have a quarter of a billion views.
Really?
250 million views just on YouTube.
Wait, that's insane. I did not know that.
It's crazy.
Whoa.
And on
holy shit, thank you guys.
And on your solo YouTube channel, you have 648 million. That's from 3 years
really?
Ago.
Damn.
If you kept going.
I just ran out of ideas. I could not anymore.
Why?
Because I couldn't come up with it. Did you see my last few? It was like reacting to my old video. I was like, all right, I need to stop fucking milking this. Or not milking it, sorry. It's, what's the term? It's like beating a dead horse. I just couldn't come up with anything else anymore. And I was just tired. I was like, I got to do something new.
Yeah.
And then we had the podcast.
Was it hard to find ideas at that point? Because you were doing it for so long.
Yeah. Oh my, dude, if you looked at, new house tour, that was only 5 videos apart. That's
you
how,
moved twice.
I moved once in 5 videos. That's how like bad it was. I just couldn't come up with anything. I was just like, I can't.
I mean, I want to talk about.
It was a fun ride though. It was really a fun ride, and there's times where I go back and I'll watch like a video, and cherish it and just look back. You know, I didn't end on a bad note. I didn't get canceled, thank God. So. Yeah, I just left it with like a little.
You've been on the internet for forever. You were on the internet before the term influencer. At what point did you?
No.
Really? No, even before Vine, you were doing videos, no?
The term influencer wasn't a thing during Vine?
Not until like, I think Vine really blew that term up.
Okay, you're right.
Right? Because aside from that, people were just making videos.
That's true. You're right.
It was more of a hobby. But at what point did you realize that you could start making a living off of it?
When we got our first Vine job, it was for like $250. We talked about this. It was like for $250, and Heath and I looked at each other. We're like, wait, that's like $250. That's more than what we make in a day. I was like, this is insane. And then another job came like a month later, and then it like the amount got bigger and bigger and bigger, and we're like, this makes no sense. It's too good to be true. Is this a scam? Are we like in some sort of like illegal situation thing where like this is like, I don't know, but it just didn't feel real. And that was not our goal at all, was to make money. So like it was just almost like an added bonus to like what we were doing. And that was really cool.
Was it hard for you to leave Florida and move to LA to pursue it?
No.
Why?
You said it was easy or hard?
Hard.
No, not at all.
You just knew you had to go?
I just wanted to get out of Florida. So it was an easy, I mean, the money, like the financially, it was very hard because I went from living for free and getting food for free and everything to paying for everything. And that cost, like the difference between me spending in Florida and me spending in LA, it changed like that. My money was being blown out because the rent, gas, everything all together, it just cleared my fucking account. I was living paycheck to paycheck for like 2 years.
And what were you doing with those paychecks? From internet stuff?
Vine, yeah.
Oh, wow.
Vine. So Heath and I, we weren't getting jobs as much as like other Viners were. We would get like jobs here and there, but like Heath and I had to split in half. While most Viners got the whole thing, we had to split in half. So we had to like live like that. That kind of sucked. But, you know, we just took it slow and made it work.
And you guys lived together?
Yeah.
You moved out together?
Yes.
Did you drive out together?
No, we flew together, and then we got our car shipped.
Oh, okay.
All that added up, like that, our money was flying out of our bank account.
How come you didn't want to drive?
Because Heath's truck, Big Red, could not make it cross country, right? Yeah. And I didn't want to put that many miles on my Jeep. Because I didn't know the future. I didn't know if I'd have to sell it or not. And I did not want my road trip to like be the reason why my Jeep is not worth like anything.
How much money did you have in your bank account when you moved?
When I moved, I think Heath and I had each like $10,000 in our bank account. And it cost around $10,000 for everything because we had to pay like 2 months down deposit and we had to buy all the furniture and our cars being shipped and all that was pretty much $10,000. We spent pretty much everything in our bank account to move out.
That's scary.
Yeah. It was very scary. And my mom was like, honey, are you sure you're making a right decision? I was like, I think so. if it doesn't work out, I'll just come back, right? But I really, I did not want to, like, come back. I think once you move out of your parents' house, you should just keep going, even if it gets really rough. Just keep going, keep going, keep going.
Did you get to that point where you thought you were going to have to move back?
Maybe. I just didn't see it, or I didn't want to see it, because I just... That was not an option to me. Like, that, I didn't want to make that an option, so I never saw it like that. But realistically, probably. Many times. Yeah.
Jeez. And when you moved out here, did you... Who'd you move in with? Just you and Heath?
Yeah. Yeah, it was just me and Heath for years. For, like, 3-4 years.
And then, what were those early days like before the adpocalypse hit, when you were making YouTube videos? AdSense was insane. Everyone was making bank.
Oh, my God. Everything was so good. Again, too good to be true. And it didn't make sense. We weren't, like... We weren't spending our money, like, everything that came in, we weren't just spending it all on stupid shit, because, like, I grew up, like, with many jobs, and I knew, like, how to save and what to spend money on and all that. So I knew that I couldn't just, because I was told many times that this isn't forever. And
by who?
By other, like, influencers, other viners.
Your peers?
Yeah. That this doesn't last forever, and that don't think that this money is going to be a constant thing forever, because it's not. So you take what you get and you either save it or you invest or something, and that's what I did.
And do you still do that today?
Yeah. Oh my God, yeah.
I think you're really smart with your money.
I'm pretty good. And I also have I have an accountant who's been with me for the past, like, 5 years. He is very, very conservative, and, like, he doesn't like when I spend money on anything, right? So it's to the point where, like, it's his money, not even mine. So, and I like that, right? I like how I have to ask him before I buy things, or when I do buy something, he'll, like, scold me for it.
Yeah.
And in the end of the day, in my head, it's like, well, this is my money. Why? But I like that has some sort of, like,
saying it.
Yeah. It's not a weird thing. It's not a weird thing, though. He's just doing his job.
Yeah.
He's just like, Zane, we need to make sure that you are set for the future, because you have to retire at some point. You don't want to be working past 80 years old.
Oh, so you're already saving for that.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. The way he has it set up is money is being saved into, like, a probably account where I can't touch it until I'm 80.
Right.
Or 60 or whatever the retirement age is.
The IRA, whatever it is.
Something like that, yeah.
You also purchased 2 houses here, correct?
Yes.
Was he supportive of those decisions?
He did not like either of those decisions.
Why?
Because it just, you know, it's a lot of money that I put down. You don't know how the market's going to go. You don't know if you're going to lose money. And I was able to make money on both properties. So, which was still a risk. You know, it could have gone south really fast by buying those 2 properties, especially around the time when I bought them. But I know not to buy now. I'm just gonna wait till I find something I really like. Or because every time I buy a house, in my head I was like, oh, I can renovate this and this, not thinking that, like, there's a huge chance that I'm going to be negative and all that. I just get very excited and very spontaneous, and Heath and Mariah can attest to this. I will just spend something stupid on, like, one thing, thinking I need it, and I really don't need it.
Yeah.
But I'm good with my money.
No, I know. I know you are.
Yeah, it's like,
you don't spend it on stupid shit.
Yeah.
That's why when you bought those 2 houses, I thought that was such a smart investment for you. Yeah. And then I know you sold it, and I know you made a profit on it, mm-hmm. which was great.
Yeah.
What was it like being a homeowner for you? Because you're pretty young to buy very expensive homes. Especially off internet money. Like, this dream job that you have. Do your friends from back home find it so surreal?
I only talk to, like, a couple. I only talk to a couple friends. Like, I don't have, like, a lot, like, I don't have a big group of friends from back home, so I don't really talk to any of them, but, I mean, I'll talk to my mom about it. She's always has a heart attack whenever I buy a house. She's like, honey, I don't understand, like, blah, blah, blah. And I'm just like, no, mom, it's not like, you know, I'm spending money on this house, but I'll get it back once I sell it. It's just like, it's I'm putting money in a bank, and then the bank just gives it back to me, and there's a chance I can make more when I do that. And she's like, oh, okay. Yeah, yeah. And she understands the whole process, but, like, it's still scary to put a big amount of money into something and not knowing if you're going to get it back or not.
Right.
I hate talking about this shit because I don't know any of it.
Yeah, but you're making those moves and you're learning from it.
Yeah.
I mean, you did it twice. That's insane that you bought two houses by the time you're 30.
Yeah.
And you got out of it and you made money. Like, that's very, very
crazy.
Very cool.
Crazy.
Do you think moving from the vlogs to your podcast was a maturity type of move for your content?
I didn't even see it more as a maturity thing. I saw it more as I was just bored with what I was doing here. And I was like, let's do this and see if we like it, if we have fun. And, you know, we just want to have fun at the end of the day. Like, whatever we do, we just want to make sure that it's like a good time and it's like worth it. And that's what it is right now. Like, we have this podcast, the four of us, and it's so fun. And it's what we do in like the living room every day. But now we just have cameras on us and it is fun. And we like, that's something that I can see us doing till we're like 60, because I see fucking older people that have podcasts and they're still going. So that makes me feel like very safe and secure when it comes to like internet creation and money coming from it. So yeah.
You've talked to a lot of people and you actually became friends with people like Whitney Cummings from podcasting. Mm-hmm. Who do you want to talk to? Who's your dream guest?
I'm a dead ass. I don't have a dream guest.
I know. That's why I want to know who.
I love podcasting with friends and people that I like. And
there's no one that you look up to that you just have so many questions for? There's got to be somebody.
I don't.
We all want to feel our best, but let's be real. Some wellness trends are hard to stick with. Taking shots of apple cider vinegar? No thanks. Swallowing giant vitamins? Not for me. Goalie Nutrition is wellness made easy and delicious with their chewable gummies. From apple cider vinegar for digestion support to ashwagandha for stress relief, Goalie's gummies fit effortlessly into your routine. They're made with high quality ingredients, taste amazing, and are packed with essential B vitamins to help you feel your best every day. Apple cider vinegar has been used for centuries as a traditional remedy for digestion and gut health, now in a convenient gummy form. More than just ACV, from ashwagandha for stress relief, plus they're packed with essential vitamins, organic ingredients, and no artificial nonsense. No mixing, measuring, or mess. Just grab, chew, and conquer your day. Made for every lifestyle with a formula that works for you. Plus, they're made in the USA. Loved worldwide. So head to goalie.com now and get America's number one ashwagandha and apple cider vinegar gummies at an exclusive 42% off. Give them a try, risk-free. Backed by their money-back guarantee. Because wellness should be simple, effective, and delicious. Don't wait. Visit goalie.com today. Did you know there's an online cannabis company that ships federally legal THC right to your door? And they found a way to combine THC with carefully selected functional ingredients to target nearly every mood and health concern you can think of. I'm talking about Mood.com's incredible line of functional gummies. And you can get 20% off your first order at Mood.com with promo code LIGHTWEIGHT. Forget one-size-fits-all supplements that only get you high. Mood's functional gummies are optimized to kick in as little as 15 minutes and can take you to the mood that you're looking for. Mood's functional gummies combine premium, federally legal THC with targeted botanicals to help get you in the perfect mood, usually in as little as 15 minutes. And it ships discreetly to your door. No dispensary lines, no awkward conversations. Not only is every Mood product backed by a 100-day satisfaction guarantee, but as I mentioned, listeners get 20% off their first order with the code LIGHTWEIGHT. So head to mood.com, find your functional gummy that matches exactly what you're looking for, and let Mood help you discover your perfect mood. Don't forget to use the promo code LIGHTWEIGHT when you check out to save 20% off on your first order. Are you ready to lose weight? With Effecty, getting access to powerful GLP-1 weight loss medications has never been easier or more affordable. Effecty offers compounded semaglutide, the same active ingredients as the popular name brands, but for up to 80% less. These medications work by regulating appetite and blood sugar, helping you lose weight in a sustainable, science-backed way. Getting started is simple. Fill out a short medical questionnaire, then connect with a licensed provider through a chat-based telehealth consultation. If you're eligible, your prescription gets shipped straight to your door. No hassle, no waiting rooms. With transparent pricing, no hidden fees, and no membership required, Effecty is committed to making proven weight loss treatments accessible to everyone. I do have a few friends who have used GLP-1, and it helps get them on the right path to sustain a healthier lifestyle. It's helped with weight loss and confidence. So if you're ready to level up your weight loss game right now, my listeners can get $50 off of GLP-1 weight loss treatments at Effecty.com with my code LIGHTWEIGHT at checkout. That's Effecty.com, EFFECTY.com, and use code LIGHTWEIGHT to get $50 off your first month of GLP weight loss treatment. No hassles, no memberships, and no hidden fees. Get started today. Founder of Six Flags.
Oh, okay. So I was thinking more like celebrities.
Sure,
like,
celebrities too.
I just like, I don't really care about celebrities.
There's got to be somebody.
Matt
King's dad.
No, I swear to God, Joe, I'm like really trying to think, and I'm trying to help you out here. I don't have like a dream guest.
Drake? Justin Bieber?
The thing is, I wouldn't care to have Justin Bieber or Drake on the podcast to talk to them, because I'd rather be sitting here and talking to you or Heath or a friend. Just I think I'm more comfortable in that situation, and I want to be able to banter and laugh. I don't really care about questions, especially like in front of the camera. Sure, maybe I have questions for Drake, but like nothing that I would ask in front of the camera. You know what I mean? Like that's just, I'd rather just be entertained and laugh.
Do you get stressed out when you have a guest that you 100%. Don't know? Really?
100%. Yes. My anxiety goes through the roof. Any guest I have, even friends, like just my anxiety goes through the roof. But like if it's like a big celebrity, I tell Heath, I'm like, dude, I don't even, like, I'd rather not be in the room. I feel like you guys should do it. I'll watch on the episode because I feel like I shut off. I don't know what it is. I don't know what it is.
So when you got asked to be in the Drake music video, did that stress you out more than excite you?
Oh, yeah, 100%. I don't know why they asked me to be in that video. I think it was because they wanted... At first, I thought it was like a diversity thing. They wanted like an Arab, this and this. It was like, I don't even look Arab. So I don't know why they'd want me in there. But I also wasn't that close with any of them, right? It was like King Batch and...
Yeah, you're not that squad.
I'm not in that squad of friends at all. And I'm sure they had 30 other people to ask to be in that video. And I'm sure they would have all taken it in a heartbeat. But he just called me out of the blue and was like... Hey, would you be available? King Batch was like, would you be available to be in a Drake video? And in my head, for some reason, I thought it was Drake Bell. I was like, and do what? And then it hit me that it was like a Drake music video. I was like, what am I doing in this video? He's like, oh, you're just going to be like one of Justin Bieber's friends. Like you're part of a group of like five. You're just going to be like you're going to be in different scenes. I was like, okay, this was when I was visiting I was back in Florida, right? I got the call when I was in Florida, and I was there for maybe like 2-3 days, and I still had like 6 days more to be in Florida with my family, and they needed me in like a day and a half.
Oh.
And I told my mom, and she was like, oh, honey, you have to fly back. I was like, are you sure? Like, this could be like not what I think it is. This could be like a bit like me in the background as an extra. Like, this could be anything, right? Because you know how it is, like, they ask you to be in something, and then, like, you're really not in it.
It's
more,
so hit or miss with so anything.
So hit or miss. Even and I told her that. Yeah. And I was like, hey, mom, it's not what you think. This could be, like, I could not be in any shot. This is, like, a big gamble. But she was like, just do it. Just fly back. It doesn't hurt. And if it doesn't work, it doesn't work. You at least try it. I was like, okay, you're right. So I fly back, and I do the video, and I'm surprisingly in like a lot of these big scenes, and they wanted me to be like flexing. They had like this watch on me, these clothes I'd never wear. And I'm just like, you know, you're just flexing. I'm like, this isn't me. And I was told that I was like the funny guy, and I was like, oh, okay, I can be the funny guy. I don't know what they want me to do. It's a Drake music video, but I'm sure they have something planned. And there was like nothing really planned. I just was flexing with all Justin's friends, and I felt so out of place, and I felt so anxious the whole time because I just didn't know what I was doing, and so I just flexed the whole time.
And you had you got one full close up too, right?
I had a few. Not I didn't really have a close up. I was pretty much in like
the group
shot, but. I got recognized by a lot of my friends. Like a lot of my friends texted me when the video came out, and they're like, Zane, what the fuck are you doing in music videos? So that was really cool, right? And I was like, oh shit, that's fun. And it became like one of the biggest songs too. Like I kept hearing it all over the place. Like whenever we'd go out to a bar or anything or any club, they'd play it. And it was just like, damn, that's so cool. That, cause I didn't think it was going to be that big of a song, but it became like one of the biggest songs, which is sick.
That's awesome.
I always forget that I was in that.
Yeah.
Like people remind me, I was just like, oh shit, yeah, I did that. That's really weird.
You're 30 years old now.
Yeah.
Do you want to settle down with someone?
I would love to. It's just really hard in this city. Like I feel like the only people I see are my 40 fucking friends, which is you guys, every day. So I feel like the only way, and whenever we go out, it's usually our friends. I don't meet anybody new ever. It's the same fucking people, which I love. I love that. You know, it makes it easy. We have all have the same sense of humor. It doesn't get old. It's really hard to like meet somebody new.
Well, what exactly are you looking for?
What am I looking for?
Yeah, what's your dream girl?
A really funny girl, has a sense of humor. She is outgoing, likes to take charge. Not taller than me. Just a few like, you know, personality is very important to me. But you know, there's some things that like I look for in a girl. I normally go for brunettes that I've noticed. Dark features. Shorter than me, please. And just really funny. I think being funny is very, very important. A girl that's not funny is like, if we're not laughing, then what's the point of this, you know? And also, since all my friends are very funny, I would love for them to all get along in like a comedic way also, you know what I mean? And in my girlfriend, I've always wanted my friends to like whatever girl I bring into my life more than me.
You right? want us to like her more than we like you?
Yeah, okay. Almost. Like whenever, if I'm talking to a girl and I really, really like her, right? And you know, we go on a few dates after months, then I start bringing her into the friend group. I want them to start liking her more than me. They're just like, oh, she's great, Zane. We don't need you anymore. In a weird way, I don't want it to like actually happen where the, like, but like there's a small part of me wants my friends to like her more than me.
Right.
Just so I feel comfortable with having her around, where she, I don't feel like she's like a,
you're bringing something along rather than yeah. she's like meant to be there.
Exactly. Exactly. Yeah. I don't know if that came out right.
Yeah, it did.
It did?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, good.
Are you actively out trying to find somebody?
No, I'm on a break right now. I'm waiting till December.
Why?
I'm waiting for my after pictures to come out and then I'll do it. Right now I'm taking a break. Like I'm on dating apps. I'm not doing it anymore. I'm just waiting. Because I'm spending way too much time just thinking about like what to eat and how many steps I need to do in a day. I'm really focused on that right now. I'm not thinking about anything else except for like this yeah. fitness journey.
Yeah, I asked your assistant.
It takes everything.
Asked your assistant for some intel on you, and she said you're not really doing anything other than just counting your steps and eating healthy.
That's all I'm doing. You have to be in it. It's a mental game. You really have to be focused or you won't be able to get it done.
You're doing the Zila transformation.
The Zila transformation.
How's that going?
It's really tough. It was really easy the first month, and now I'm afraid that I'm like wearing myself out. Like I'm getting very tired. My energy is really low. But I'm like, I'm eating though. Like I feel like it's not like I'm not eating. I'm definitely eating like, you know, 2,100 calories a day. So I know it's not that. I feel like I think it's because I know I have so many months left, and I think seeing how far that is probably what's stressing me out and what's making me feel tired, because I know it's not in the arm's like reach yet. It's just so far away, and I just feel like I'm never gonna get there because it's so far away.
But each time you have your month scan, there's progress. Like exactly. A crazy amount
so
of progress.
When I do the like I think so when I did my first DEXA scan, the few days after, I got so excited and so motivated.
Uh-huh.
And I think when, and then it fizzles out, right?
But why does it fizzle out?
I don't know.
Because you see all that progress, isn't it just like, oh, perfect, I can keep doing this?
Yeah. I think I just love food.
Like what? The breads?
I just miss it, and it's like when I have a stressful day or I'm like really sad or I'm really depressed, I go for food to help like fill that hole. I'll eat the food and I'm like, oh, this feels good, and then you know I go to sleep the next day. I got that void filled, but now I don't get to have that, so I think I'm just like just stressed every day, and there's nothing to really fill that stress. Unless it's more stress that comes throughout the day.
How strict are you on your diet?
I feel like I'm pretty strict.
So you don't ever have fun?
I mean, there's like a coffee, espresso, beans. Like once I'll take like a couple and throw it in my mouth. I definitely have like
here and there,
but not enough to satisfy me. It's more just like it's annoying.
And how many months in are you?
It's only been like a month and a half.
I think once you get a little further, you'll be over it and it'll be out of your system and you'll be so happy with what you're doing.
Yeah, but like the thing is, I'm addicted to sugar. I'm addicted to
sugar. So was I though. I was doing a mukbang a day.
Yeah, like you would say you were addicted to sweets?
Yeah.
Like chronic.
I tried getting partnerships with Goldbelly, so they send me cakes every day. Every day I was getting a cake.
Wow.
And I had to take a video of it and taste it.
I think you're just stronger than me.
No, it took like 2 months for me to really kick the sugar habit. And I told you there's candy bars upstairs. I have no craving for that. I'd rather go get meat and rice.
That sounds lame.
It does sound lame, but it's so much more fun. And I feel so much healthier after. Like, I don't feel bogged down.
Yeah, I know
down.
It makes you feel healthy, but it doesn't.
But it's just as fun. I go to.
I'm also like alone in the house. You have Caitlin. You have a fiance.
Danielle.
No.
I'm
sure having fiance helps a lot with the cravings because I just feel like you have somebody constantly there.
Yeah.
That you love and you cherish.
But she makes it harder.
No, she doesn't.
She's not on a weight loss journey.
She's fit. Yeah, she's fit though. I'm sure she watches what she eats.
Barely. She's the one that wants to go out and get dessert all the time.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Dessert. The dessert is fucking Carbolite.
No,
a healthy dessert.
She wants to go to Fata Morgana and Salt and Straw and
what?
Get ice cream.
And do you eat it?
No, we don't go. It? I take her to Big Chill instead and we get Carbolite.
You see, it's a teamwork thing. I don't have any teamwork. All I have is a fucking Danielle.
You have a Danielle.
Fucking Danielle. And I feel like I'm sitting there. Usually, I'm usually like on the couch. I'm usually in my house by myself most of the time. And it's hard. You have all these thoughts in your...
Sometimes it could be hard eating healthy when you're feeling like you're giving up flavor or fun. That's where I have a food hack for you. Washington Red Raspberries are a clean, simple, and seriously delicious way to add more nutrition to your day. They're American grown, picked at peak ripeness, and frozen within hours to lock in nutrients like fiber, antioxidants, and vitamin C. And they have no added sugar, just fruit. As nature intended. I try to get my fruit in all fun ways, whether it's a smoothie, a salad, it's really just a treat. Frozen Washington Red Raspberries are one of the best kept secrets in the freezer aisle. They're naturally low in sugar, high in fiber, and support gut health, blood sugar balance, and overall wellness. And because they're frozen at the peak of ripeness, they deliver big time nutrition and flavor year round. So whether you're trying to clean up your snacks or build better meals, these berries are a total win. You can find frozen Washington Red Raspberries in the frozen fruit section of most major grocery retailers.
And Costco.
If you want to discover new ways to use American frozen red raspberries, get more details on where you can grab them simply by going to redraz.org. That's redraz.org. You'll find recipes, health tips, retail locations, and everything you need to make Washington Red Raspberries a regular part of your routine.
Look for product of the U.S.
And
you bought the saddest treadmill in the world.
And I bought the saddest treadmill in the world. It's the size of this chair. It's so small. And I'm walking on it, and it doesn't even raise. I can't even elevate it because it was only $200.
It doesn't go past 4 speed.
No. Actually, the speed is actually not bad. Not
really?
Horrible. Yeah, it goes to like... It's in kilometers because I think it's like European or some shit. But I'm pretty sure it goes up to like a seven miles per hour.
Really? So you can sprint on it?
Yeah. Well, 7 miles per hour, I don't think it's like a sprint. It's like, I would say it's like a heavy jog.
Yeah, it's like a fast jog.
It's a fast jog. Yeah.
Eight is sprinting,
jog.
I guess.
Yeah.
That's so funny that you have that.
Yeah.
Do you, once you finish your weight loss journey, do you think you're going to go back?
If I make it that far, I don't think, I mean, it'll...
Do you really think you're not going to do it?
No. I'm saying if I make it that far...
Oh, like...
I mean, I think I'm past the point of, like, of going back.
What do you weigh now?
I'm teetering between, like, 187 to 189.
And what'd you start at?
197.
Yeah, you're down 10 pounds.
I was losing weight quicker last year. I think now I wasn't in a calorie deficit this... I was at a calorie deficit last year, but now I'm not.
But
so,
are you doing it healthier this year?
I feel like I'm doing it healthier this year.
I think you are too.
Last year was so tough. I was miserable and had no energy.
Yeah.
The entire time.
I mean, I did even less calories than you.
Yeah. But that was like, I had no energy physically. I think maybe right now it's like mental energy. You
because
know what
it's
mean?
Like a 5 month journey.
Yeah, I think like right now it's all in my head. Like I'm saying I have no energy, but I think it's all in my head, and it's really hard to like pass it.
I looked up how many gallons of water I drink.
Oh, how many gallons do you drink?
I think 2.
Really? How the fuck do you get that down?
I drink 4 bottles.
How are you eating, and getting 2 gallons of water down? Because dude, drinking a lot that much water fills you the fuck up. Like, you cannot eat.
No, I drink I drink a full bottle at breakfast. I drink 4 bottles when I work out.
You drink a gallon of water for breakfast?
No, not a gallon. A bottle of water. So there's 8 bottles of water in a gallon.
Oh, like you're talking about the regular water bottles.
Yeah,
oh,
so okay. I measure it by that, and I drink that many water bottles throughout the day.
Oh, got it. Okay. Oh, maybe I should do that too.
Yeah, so if you can drink 8 water bottles throughout the day, you're good.
Oh, I'm pretty sure I'm drinking 8 water bottles. You're talking about the regular ones, like
yeah,
that are in the Zila gym. Mm-hmm. Oh, I'm 100% drinking 8 of those a day.
Add even more water.
I think it's more than 8 for a gallon of water.
Online it said 8.
Really?
If somebody wants to correct us.
I feel like a little bit more.
I could be wrong.
No, you know what? Now I think mentally, like when you drink one of those water bottles, it's easier than drinking from a big gallon.
Exactly, because you have it's easier to accomplish that goal.
Exactly. When you think of it as a goal, it's like, oh, I can finish this than this much.
Yeah, because the way that I break it up in my head, I drink 1 bottle per 15 minutes.
Yeah.
And if you were to give me 4 bottles and say finish this in the hour, that's a little hard.
Ah.
I think it's those like little steps.
Are you allowed to smoke vape on podcast on YouTube?
I don't know. I've never done it. I don't smoke vapes.
Yeah, I know that, Joe. You never say it like that. I don't know. I don't destroy my lungs like that.
You have really cool sponsorships. You get like the coolest ones.
Me? When's the last? Oh, yeah. Yes.
I mean, you have possibly one coming up. You did the Candy Crush. You did, was it Call of Duty where you dressed as a soldier?
Yes.
That was Call of Duty?
Yeah, it was cool. I didn't even play. I've never played it in my life.
You got Cheetos. The video that never came out. We went to Six Flags together.
And nobody even knew that.
No.
Guys, I got a Cheetos deal, and I did a whole video for it. Whole video.
Like,
and
it was done. It was done with the music, the sound effects.
It was. I did a True Life, I'm Addicted to Cheetos.
Cheeto Dust.
Cheeto Dust.
Yeah.
Oh, God. They were so specific with that. And we finished it. We completed it. And it was actually not bad, right?
No,
it was normally, a video like that is very cringy. And it, like, I was, like, kind of proud of it. And I was ready to post it, and they're like, "We didn't like the whole addiction to Cheetos." I was like, "You approved it. I sent you the idea before I filmed it, and you guys said you loved the idea, and now you don't like it." But I got paid half, which was nice. I don't think I'm supposed to say that. I think that was.
But they figured it out. It didn't go up.
It didn't go up.
But either way.
But I got paid for filming it, and that's all that matters. I put a lot of time and heart. Did you edit that? Did you help me edit that?
I shot and edited it.
You shot and edited it.
Do you delegate a certain amount of your sponsorship to the production of the video?
Oh, absolutely.
Is it half or is it a quarter? Like, how do you?
The thing is that I'm a perfectionist, and whenever a brand wants to work with me, I really go above and beyond.
You do.
Or I try to.
And that's why I think your sponsorships are so cool to watch, because I know how much effort and time goes into it.
And it depends on how much creative control I have, right? If they want something that is like so like just not my style, and then I'll ask for more money. I'm like, hey, not my style. I really don't want to post this, but I'll do it if you pay me a little bit more, because this is just not what I want to post, and I don't think this is going to perform well. And I charge them. I like in my head, I charge them more for that. Like, hey, this video is not going to do well. I'm charging you more because I don't want to post this, and this is not going
to
do well.
Is that a conversation with you and your manager to figure out how much to...
No, this is me and myself.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, like this is just like my own rules if I'm working with a brand. If I want to work with a brand and the idea is really solid and it's really good and it's going to do really well, normally I'll take even less money.
Oh.
Because this is going to look good on my page, it's going to do well for you guys, and... it's just going to be all around a great campaign. And like to me, like money doesn't matter for that. I'd rather take less.
Have you ever gone on a campaign trip?
A campaign trip?
Has a brand ever brought you out somewhere?
I don't know. I can't think of one. Do you know of one? Are you testing me right now?
No. I'm curious. Just because you do get really cool sponsorship.
Oh, no. I don't think I've ever traveled. This was a long time ago, Vine days. Heath and I, for The Purge, we got flown out to do like something for The Purge, Anarchy movie.
Uh-huh.
I think that was maybe the only one that we've ever like flown out for a brand. I mean, if you count, like, do you count like Happy Hour?
Not
but
really.
That's all, like, we're a part of Happy Hour, so that doesn't, I don't, I, no. I think that's more like, When you think about it, that's more makeup. I feel like makeup brands usually like does travel video, like they do travel mm-hmm. type campaigns or clothing. I feel like clothing, a lot of clothings do that. A lot of clothing brands do that too. But yeah, no, I've never been a part of that. I don't think I'm like that brand image yet that they'd want.
You're a funny guy.
Once, maybe in December, I want to have like, you know,
rocking hot bod.
Yeah, a washboard abs, maybe.
But. Yeah, it's crazy. Ilya told me that once I lose all the weight, people just come up and just start touching me. He's right.
Oh, really?
Yeah, the other day at the David's party, this gay dude came up and started grabbing my bicep.
Whoa.
Yeah.
I want to be touched.
It was great.
I can't wait to, once I have this body, I can't wait to be touched. Touch me all you want.
I love compliments from dudes because they know how hard I work for it.
Oh, no, I want compliments from everybody. Everybody touched. Take a look at this.
Are you going to just be walking around? Because that'll be December. Are you going to be shirtless in December constantly?
No, the thing is that my body dysmorphia will never go away, right? So even if I do look amazing by December or January, I will always in my head just have this. Like type of body or have the body that I had before the transformation, and that'll never go away. So it'll be hard. It'll be hard for me to like just be shirtless because I'll always be like having this like – I'll always be like mentally sucking in and thinking that I look really bad and – but I won't be. But that's just something that I know I'll be – that'll be forever. It'll probably take some time for sure. But yeah.
Oh, I can't wait for you to hit it.
Yeah.
It's going to be so cool.
Yeah. But you know like – I don't know. A part of me feels like it's. I'm gonna get this body, and then like, I'm not gonna care too much.
You're gonna miss the bread.
I'm gonna miss the bread, and like, what I loved about being like a bigger set dude was that like I got to eat whatever I want, and I thought that was like pretty important to me too. That like I was comfortable with myself, and I'll always be comfortable with myself, right? Like even, I was insecure about my weight when it came to like. Women, like when it came to girls, like I was very insecure, but outside of that, like I didn't care how anybody else really looked at me. It was like the unhealthy aspect that like made it bad. Like, you know, like I truly knew that I was like unhealthy.
Yeah. I'm 33 and I have to worry about stuff now.
Yeah. And when you're like 35, 40, like that shit catches up to you. Mm-hmm. Like my grandparents, I know that like they weren't like stretching and working out back then, like back in their days. And I feel like they're dealing with it now. Like, you know, they can barely walk. They're like constantly like, and that is because they weren't like taking care of themselves. So like when I see that, like it tells me that like, oh, I need to really take care of myself. So like I'm in really good shape by the time I'm like, you know, 50, 60, 70. I want to be able to like walk around or like hang out with my grandkids or take them to the park or play ball with them. That's important when you're older. You don't want to be like the one sitting there watching your kids play. Yeah.
Are you excited for Matt's bachelor party?
Yeah. I mean, I'm not excited about the drinking and shit because I'm really trying to hit my goal. It's so fucking tough. There's so many weddings and bachelors, and my brother's wedding is coming up. Like, dude, oh my God.
Are you the best man?
I think I picked the wrong time to do this fucking fitness journey.
I
should have just done it last year. I should have just fucking completed it. Yeah. I should have just completed it.
If
last
you and Heath
year.
Did it at the same time, that I know,
and I'll always regret it. I'll always regret it.
The photos of the two of you, Jack.
I should have just sucked it up and completed it with Heath, and I mentally wasn't ready to do it. I really wasn't. But yeah, no, I'm excited for Matt. Matt's bachelor. This is like, you know, he's been talking about this for so long, and I can't wait to just be there with him and do this. You know. What's the big question? Am I going to get crazy? Am I going to drink there? Is that your next question? I feel like that's what you were going to ask me.
Are you?
I feel like I have a civil duty to Matt.
It's to drink.
Right? No, like that's serious. If I'm there and I'm not drinking, I'm going to look like I'm not drinking.
Yeah.
And is that going to dampen the mood? Maybe.
You can find balance.
Usually I'm the guy that people look to have fun and party and drink. And who did that? I did that. I did that to myself, you know, for the past 5 years.
You became fun drinking guy.
I became the fun drinking guy. And if I'm not going to be doing that on Bachelor weekend, which is like a very important weekend to do that type of stuff and like to really let loose, then I'm just like, I'm doing a disservice.
Are you letting loose at my wedding?
I have to.
Yes.
I was back and forth. Like, do I need a drink at your wedding? Maybe not, because everybody else is gonna be doing that. It's not like it's only gonna be like a few of us there, right? You have like 90 to 100 people. 75 people. You got 74 other people that are gonna be getting turned the fuck up.
Well, not me and Caitlin.
Why not?
I don't know.
You're not drinking?
No, I'm going to, but I need to make sure I don't black out. I go from like a one shot to blacking out real quick.
And you want to be able to like remember your
one. Yeah. So I have to find that balance.
Shit. That is crazy. But like, the thing is that people expect you to really let loose and like get crazy and not remember your wedding.
Yeah.
Right?
But I want to remember because there's so much cool stuff happening.
That is. That's true.
And it's like the coolest venue, the coolest food, the coolest everything.
So you just have to make sure you're just like at a good drunk and not.
Well, that's why I'm passing the torch to you.
Oh, so I don't remember your wedding? I want to be able to remember your wedding too.
Did you ever talk about the Coachella fight?
We did on my podcast, but there was not like much to it. Exciting because it just happened, but the thing is I can't like say names on anything, so it's not going to be exciting. Okay. But
there is one last thing that I did want to talk about.
Okay.
A lot of people really, really enjoy vlog highlight moments.
Okay.
What sticks out to you over the past 5 years as the coolest bits, the craziest bits? You couldn't believe it was happening. Something that was insane. When I look at you, I know it wasn't your house, but I just picture the airplane thing blowing up in the back of Heath's house.
Okay.
I thought that was crazy that David was able to buy one of those things.
The fact that he was able to buy that off like eBay. Where did he buy that?
I don't know.
The smell? You could smell. Like, I felt like I was able to smell from back in the day. Like, that was just like shit that like, I don't know. Did he smell that? Do you remember the smell?
I wasn't there.
Oh, you weren't there.
I'm so bummed. That was the coolest thing.
I just remember the smell. It smelled like, I mean, it smelled like obvious like chemicals, but like there's something about
A 70s airplane
that I like a smell in there. That
cigarettes
was really cool.
And raw sex in the airplane hangar.
Yeah, just something. It was something. But what was like the highlight? What was like something crazy that I got to experience? I'm going to be so bad when I'm 70 because I'm going to forget. Like now, I feel like I can't remember a lot of things in the past like 5 years. I'm so scared that when I'm 70, I'm not going to able to remember anything. My brain is all fucked up. Let me try to remember.
Steve-O jumping off the roof. That was bananas. Into the dry ice pool. Meeting Kendall Jenner for your birthday.
You see, all like that. The Kendall Jenner thing, that will always like annoy me.
Why?
Because it's not like I was like obsessed with her, right? That was just.
We surprised him with Kendall Jenner.
I know. And like, that was definitely like, obviously it looked great for the video, right? Like Kendall Jenner is in this video. Oh, like that was so cool. But like, I wasn't like a super fan of her.
Yeah, it does look like you were.
And it looked like I was. And there's times where I see her out and I swear to God, she just looks at me.
There's that fan.
What is this fucking dirty little fan doing here? Every time. And it just kills me because like I wasn't even that big of a fan. And I just have to deal with this. Like having her probably look at me like that every time. Like why couldn't he have get like somebody from a Game of Thrones cast? Like that's who I'm genuinely a fucking fan of. But when he brought her, I was like, oh cool. You know, it was like cool. Oh cool, it's Kendall Jenner. Oh cool, it's Ariana Grande. Oh cool, it's anybody big. I'd have been like, oh shit, cool. But like it just made me look like a super fan.
Oh great, it's the girl I'm gonna see tomorrow.
Exactly. And I'm pretty sure I did. I think I have maybe seen her at a party or two. Yeah. And the fact that I was like, oh fuck. But yeah. I live with that.
Do you have any other bits?
Or
even of your own. Like I love when you turned everybody into mimes.
That video was so, I remember we were looking at the pictures. Remember we all took like like high quality pictures.
Yeah, you brought
You weren't there. You weren't there. It was me. It was me, Heath, Matt. I think it was a few of us, right? We were going through the pictures, and you really saw how horrible the makeup was. And we were all dying. We were dying at the mime pictures. That, like, really, it was, you know, when you have that gut, like, it just starts hurting. We have never laughed so hard in our life with how bad we actually looked in that mime makeup. We bring that up maybe like once a month of how funny that shit was. But no, you brought up like a video of mine that was so cool. When I turned everybody into like, I don't know what the fuck it was.
The aerobics?
No, I rented out those like two museums. And I did that whole
For your intro. Blog.
That was really cool. That was so cool for me to be able to like direct something like that. I felt like I was directing a commercial.
How much did that cost to rent out that museum?
Oh my God, so much. I probably spent a total of like $50,000 to rent out both.
Oh, you rented out two museums?
Like 55, yeah.
How long did you have them for?
I had one of them for maybe like 5-6 hours, and the other one I had for maybe like 8 hours, all for 30 seconds each.
That's crazy.
But like for me, it was like so worth it. It was like, I don't care, like this is like the, I know my shot, I'm gonna get it. And I got the shot and it looked really good. Sometimes I look back at it, I'm like, oh, that doesn't look that good. It's, which is crazy, right? Sometimes I look back at that video and I'm just like, that could have been done a lot better. This actually looks like a rookie did it. And there's so many problems with the way this looked. I don't think I even color graded it, like color corrected it.
Did you film it on your ADD?
No. It was filmed like on like a red, like a really good camera. But like when you look at it, it wasn't like fully color corrected. Like it could have been color corrected much more. Like because you can still see, like, you know, like when you film on RAW, like you see like the gray, and I'm pretty sure you can see the gray in every shot. And I was like, oh my God, I can't believe I spent so much and like it still like didn't fully execute the look.
Did it perform as well as you hoped?
Oh yeah. No, it performed much better than I hoped. Much better than I hoped. I was so happy with like the results and how much attention it got. And I was like, I can't believe like I was trending on Twitter that day. I never thought I'd ever trend on Twitter. Like it was just my name that trended, like Zane, Z-A-N-E. Trending, like not Zane video, Zane nothing. It was just Zane, and I click it, and it was everybody talking about that video, and I was like, "That's fucking insane."
Do you ever get confused with Zane from One Direction?
Do I get confused?
Yeah. Do people ever mistake you for him?
Oh, 100%. There's time back then I would. Whenever there was something hot coming out about Zayn Malik, I would make a tweet that has to do with what's going on, and it would always go viral because I think people just assumed that my Twitter handle was Zayn Malik.
Yeah.
So if you go back to my tweets, whenever I specifically talk about something, I think there was something about like Gigi Hadid with a baby. I tweeted something about it, and it like got like 300,000 favorites. People thinking that it was actually Zayn. So I always took advantage of that, obviously.
That's so funny.
And did something. But, you know, all in, like, good faith. Like, I never said anything, like, disrespectful or anything like that. But just had fun with it.
That's all I got for you today.
That's all you got?
That's all I got.
Okay.
Thanks for coming.
Of course. Thank you for having me.
Guys, go check out Zane's podcast, Zane and Heath Unfiltered, available on YouTube, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, everywhere podcasts are sold.
Thank you so much. And make sure to get a fucking table, please.
Yeah.
So we can have drinks and shit on here.
I know. I really want to see the table that you have. So after this podcast, you'll start seeing
the
table.
I told him I would bring him a table to help complete this. Oh, absolutely.
I bought these chairs.
Yeah. Where'd you get these chairs from? They're really nice.
David donated them, actually.
From
these are
where?
His old ones in his living room.
These were in his living room?
Yeah, before he got those new white ones.
Really?
Yeah. They were the two little...
Right next. Honestly, to the that table. Shows how much we didn't use that room.
Yeah.
Isn't it crazy that like we recently just started sitting in that room? We never sat in that room.
Yeah.
Crazy.
Yeah. I've been using the pool every day. You should come by.
Well, you never invite me.
Well,
you guys have like a pool chat And I fucking play pool too. Why don't you ever invite me?
No, no, not play pool. I swim in the pool every day.
Oh,
I swim every day.
Ooh, well, now you know what I've been feeling lately. But where's my invites about pool? Whenever you play pool, like the pool fucking.
It's so last minute. I don't go to play pool anymore.
Oh, you don't?
No, because it's such a waste of time.
It is a waste of time.
We spent 4 months playing pool, and you know what came out of it?
Nothing.
Not one sponsor. I didn't lose any weight. I got no steps. I wasted the entire day, and guess what? I'm just really good at pool now.
Isn't it crazy that like that's how we look at everything now? It's like we spend all this time, and it's like if it's not benefiting us in any way, then we have to move on.
Yeah, because we're entrepreneurs, and there was nothing good that came out of pool other than I'm really good at pool.
Is it because we're getting older? We just see a time as... I mean, time is everything, and time is fading, right? So, if we're sitting, like, now that's how, now I see, like, when I'm sitting on the couch watching TV, I'm like, this isn't doing me anything. Let me get on the treadmill and watch TV because I'm at least losing some fucking weight as I'm watching TV. So now that's what I do.
30
now I don't
problems.
Watch TV unless I'm getting on, unless I'm on the treadmill watching it.
Is that what you're gonna do tonight? Go on the treadmill.
I always try to go on that treadmill if I'm thinking about like sitting down and doing nothing, I'll just do it on the treadmill. Do nothing on the treadmill. Just keep going.
That's so fun.
I know.
All right. Guys, thanks so much for listening. Leave a comment down below who else we should get. We'll see you next time.
Thank you. Love you.
Lightweights. Out.
Cool. Thank you.